think about you all the time. I think about how you move, the way you hold yourself, that you like to sneak up behind me, wrap your arms around my waist, bury your face into my neck. You always tell me how you like how I smell, how soft I am. You don't even really mind that my hair gets in your face. It's fine. It's part of the experience. You've always been sweet to me. And oh, so appreciative. The coffee runs, the cute little notes, the domestic affections that show me you care. I'm gonna hold you in return. Take away any fears that a simple misstep won't end it all. My lack of perfection will not dilute my love for you. You do so much. You are so much. You mean so much to me. And I want to show you. I want to make you breathe a sigh of relief, because you deserve to receive the love that you put into me. Let me show you how I feel. Come close to me. Let me pull you in. Brush my fingers up your sides. Cradle your face. Trail kisses from your lips to your ear. I've already familiarized myself with your body, but I still love exploring, worshipping what I know, seeking out less frequently traversed terrain. Any part of you that I can pleasure, I should. Show you what you do to me. I need it. I need you to know how much you affect me. And I know how much you want it. How does it feel to have me straddle you? Down onto you, sigh into your mouth, as you take me by the hips, tangle your fingers in my hair. Is it good, baby? Does it feel good? You like how I moan when I notice you hardening, pushing up. Just a few thin strips of fabric separating us, but not for long. Just soon, I'm pulling your shirt over your head, mapping out your chest with my hands, and my eyes, and my lips and tongue. You sneak under my shirt and unclasp my fumbling a little bit, it's fucking cute. Tossing it to the side, letting it crumble on the floor, cupping my tits, squeezing them, rolling my nipples between your fingers, teasing a squeak out of me. A shiver down my spine. God, I want more. I want you. as you roll me over, pinning me, toying with my clits or my panties, tucking them down and away, knowing that the throb between my legs comes with a rush of anticipation. You see the flush in my cheeks, and my lips are swollen, eyes heavy, staring up at you, adoration, pure wanton lust. This angle has you really taken my curves. Just watch my chest heave as I nipples stiff, back arching delicately with each inhale, knees turning in an attempt to relieve the pressure of my arousal, squeezing my pretty thighs against your waist. And you're heavy on top of me. You're pressing me down, making me feel so small. You're feeling so powerful yourself by comparison. I'm at your mercy. Just how you like. I'll do anything. Lift my jaw, angle it away. You want anything, just do it to me. I'm yours. I'm your baby, your lover, your slut. Oh, fuck. Just your little cunt slave. Just for you. I need your dominance. I want it so badly. I want to be taken by you. Just let it all go and submit like a needy, dripping puppy. Ready to be. I want you to spread my legs, please. Slide a finger between my folds, just back and forth, teasing my clit. Letting out an approving hum as I run down your palm. You can feel how hot I am, can't you? There's so much heat radiating from my pussy while you stroke it. I know you ache in anticipation of how tightly it'll grip you. How warm and soft and wet it'll feel around your cock after you tease it at my entrance. And I'll beg you, I'll blush and whine, and I'll whimper for you to please put it in. But you're content for now to just rub it against me. Taking in my desperation at your leisure, hearing the growl in my voice as I begin to lose my patience. Makes you laugh, doesn't it? How powerless I can be. Because my only options are to wait patiently for you to me with your cock, or break from my desire for submission and take what I want on my own terms. And sometimes you prefer that, don't you? There are days when the only thing you can think of is denying me until I snap, until I push you up against the wall or onto the bed. I'm straddling you around my long, elegant fingers around your throat, and I just fucking squeeze, lower you down by your neck, back onto the pillows, and hiss my condemnation into your fucking ear. Because you're being bad, aren't you? I keep my fingers pressing on the thick veins of your neck.
Mm-hmm.
Make your head swim as your oxygen slowly runs out. Or should I force your head back? Shift my weight over your mouth. And let you make amends to my pussy until I'm satisfied. Maybe I'll edge you for days. Feign my sympathies. Give you a glimmer of hope that this time you'll finally get to explode all over my hands. Shoot your hot ropes onto my tongue. Have them splash across my tits. My perfect tits. I know you love them. So full. I know you like to watch them bounce when you fuck me. See them sway in the mirror while you have me from behind. My ass rippling as your hips pound into my cunt again and again and again. Making me tighter and more lightheaded. Even more at your mercy than before. And no matter who was in charge at that point, I know you. You grab my arm and pull me back. Hold me by my hair. Give me a taste of my own medicine by spanking me rough. Feeling your palm sting as it makes impact again and again and again. And you'll make me apologize for turning you into such a brute. Oh, fuck your fist in my hair. Oh, you spin me around. Fuck, I get your tip just brushing against my lips. Oh, am I supposed to finish you this way? You gonna will me to do it? Just force me to open my mouth and touch my tongue. Oh, delicately to the underside of your head. Tease that little band of nerves, because I'm not giving you exactly what you want right away. I'll just flick it gently while my hands move up to cup your balls. Wrap my fingers around the base. Take that hard, hot, wet cock into my mouth. Oh, it's luscious, isn't it? Just dipping and diving across your sensitive skin. Mapping out the veins. Swirling onto the ridge. Just a light suction as I bob my head up and down. Your hands still gripping my hair as I look. Making you shudder as I lick up your shaft. Hands utilizing all the lubrication. Slow, sensual strokes while I lightly tug at your balls, squeezing them. Sensitive patch of skin directly behind them. I know you. I know what you like. You like me moaning around your cock, trying my best to send the vibrations directly to your brain, tempting you to take control of my pace as best I know how. I need you, I need to hear you give it. Just feel your reluctance hitch and explode down my throat. Comb my tongue, just shower me with praise in the form of bucking hips and hissing gasps. Just reward me for my obedience, Daddy, please. Please. take me back by the hips and flip me around and position me flat on my back, pin my thighs apart, and tell me to ready myself. Tap your cock on my clit. Taunting, tantalizing, teasing me. Just tap, 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 tapping, feeling the weight of it thumping on the most sensitive part of me. I'm dripping, I'm so fucking wet. I need you. I need you, I need you, cock in me. I need it, I need it. Please, 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 please. I'll be good, I'll be good. Just give it to me, just give me your cock, please, please, please. Put yourself inside. It's so warm. It's so hard. Stretching me open. I feel so full of you. You're like this missing piece. I just want to pull you in. Get you closer. Run my hands up and down. Oh, the hard places, the soft ones. Breathe your sense. I just adjust to your body. God, you feel good. You feel so good. Please move.
Keep the pace.
You're trying to make it easier for yourself, aren't you? I was too eager, and you couldn't handle it. You were gonna come, weren't you? Just gush inside me before you were ready. Before you had your fill of me. So now you're etching yourself with my body. You're training your stamina. I don't know how you do it. I don't know how. One of them as close as you just were. One, it was such a fucking ravenous, white hot desperation. I all but lose my mind, God. Oh, sometimes you just make me forget and how to speak. And even now, looking up at you, just the sight of you above me, breathing heavy, finding your fortitude, ignoring the way that I am writing on the bed, arching my back, pushing myself against you, attempting to move my hips, and just hoping and praying that you'll let me off easy and go back to those quick rests, please. I'm just trying to coax you and failing as you simply wave your hips back and slam them hard. Hard enough to knock a fucking gasp out of me. Putting me in my fucking place. I have no choice but to readjust your tempo. Oh, God. Only slightly faster. Punishing. Letting me know that I'm your whore. Your slut. Your baby. You adorable little mess to do with as you please. Because I love being under your control. Yes, I do. You own me. You own my pussy. I want to be the best for you. I want to make you squirm. Make your eyes roll back. Just give you everything that you want. Hear all those noises you make. Baby, I want to make you make new ones. But I can only do so much if you start thumbing my clit like that. Oh my God. No. It won't last. It won't last. You just fucking cut. I won't make it. Please. I'll call you whatever you want. Just a myriad of names. Anything. Daddy. Baby. Master. Mistress. Anything that I can think of. Whatever might spill out of my mouth. Just get you to comply. Please. Me permission because I need it. I need it. I want to be good for you. I want to be good. Fuck. I may have to be bad. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, shit. Oh, you bastard. Now you speed up. Oh, Jesus. Yes, baby, faster again. Again. Fuck me. Fuck my tiny little cunt. Oh, I feel it shudder around you. Let me whisper all those dirty, filthy things that you love. All those things you can barely even believe get you up. But they do, sweetheart. That's okay. Come for me, Daddy. Come for me. Come for me, my sweet boy. Oh, please, just gush it in me. Breathe me. I'm yours. Oh, fuck. Come for me. Kiss me when you do. Kiss me. Oh, yes. Moan into me, Daddy. Oh, fuck. Again. I'm gonna... Sweet boy. hearing you choke when I clenched you tightly is so good. You're too sensitive for that right now, aren't you? I'd be lying if I said I didn't love pushing you to that limit. Just far enough to get you to gasp. And giggle out an apology. Grab your ass. Press you back into me. Letting the both of us just decompress. With you still inside. Resting in each other's arms. Kissing. On the previously clean sheets. Laughing at how much better this time went than the last. When our grocery delivery had gone unattended and left a spoil at the door while we busied ourselves in the shower. You'd slipped and taken me down with you. In the instant several weeks ago. I had been PMSing and cried in the middle. You were so sweet. And that time you got whiskey dick and failed to perform after an impromptu date night. You know, the ups and downs just make me fall more. I love the plethora of pet names that have come from them. The way that we make each other feel accepted and appreciated and silly and sexy and safe and warm. Just like. Trace my affections down your spine while we find something to watch, order dinner, and bitch about the characters that we only marginally surpass in intelligence. And I'll kiss you again. It's quick and playful. Rest my head on the crook of your neck. I lay my palm on your chest. And grin in the memory of all the times I felt them quicken. You know that being with you is so much more than sex, right? And sex is great, but it's more. It's intimacy. And laughter. Companionship. It's trust. It's the ability to simply rot in bed and make it a positive experience. Partly because of a joint decision to order extra dessert, so. Cuddle up with me. That's it, baby. So relax. I may have to take a bite of your cake.